Philippians chapter 2. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, Philippians chapter 2, 1. Now listen to this now. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love, any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill you my joy. That you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Let nothing be done through what? Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each. Oh, no, 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 don't do that. I got to be first. Let each esteem other better than himself. You know, that's what the Lord's talking about, the pastoral office. How that we are to teach members how to respect one another. Members of the body learn how to esteem others, put the other before themselves. But most time you find me, myself, and I come first. The question should be asked. I know I should be doing this part. How is that going to affect my brother while I'm pouting? How is that going to affect the church when I show up late all the time? How is that going to affect what the church, God had called this church to do, and I won't be faithful to bring my tithe and offering? Really, we should be beyond tithe and under new covenant. Really, just tell the real truth. We ought to be beyond tithe where we just give faithful. But it's all, you know, like God have mercy. He'll help us where we are. Really, because he says a man purpose in his heart. That's what the scripture says. Am I right? And we really, a New Testament saint ought to be beyond tithe. That really was for the old people that didn't have the Spirit of God. And we struggle with tithe and offering. Here we say we Holy Ghost filled. You know what God wants us? I'm going to do just a little teaching. Yeah, God just... You know what God wants us, and we sit and if we don't allow the word of God to affect us in this area, God wants you to, he want to flow so much money through you till I said, I need $50,000 this morning for a project. One person said, I got it. And others said, now, why did you do that? Because I want to get in on that. But you know where we are? 50 cent. Y'all laughing, but that's where we are. God been talking to us about it and how we using our faith. Said, look, God, you blessed me so to whatever it takes to finish that building, I'll take care of it. But that make all, if that happened, I hope all of us don't pass out and have to resurrect us back. But that's the kind of God we got. But we got to learn how to let him flow through us. Hello? You know, you say something about that, and let me show you how we mess up, why it doesn't flow. And this is why we need to, when the Lord will say something to stimulate your faith, to stir you to believe, and instead of you hooking up and say, Lord, I want to do that. I want to do, you go out and grumble. What do you got to have that for? They ain't never done that for me. And nobody never called my name. You know I'm telling the truth. And see, that kind of grumbling cuts off what the flow of the Holy Ghost wants to do. I promise you that the flow of the Holy Ghost wants to use people in this congregation. We said it before, to handle large sums of money. But you got to get your mind renewed. If you're struggling with tithe, you ain't paying them. It ain't hard to figure out. If he would give it to you, run off down to the casino. Some of us would. Y'all laughing, but some of us would. We go get so much stuff, and then we won't know what to do with it, and then we won't pay for it all. We just get it, and then trying to lose all the money, and then they come get the stuff. That's true. Got no wisdom. God won't teach us how to get this work done. You know why people do that? Because they don't see the importance of getting this gospel preached to the world. They want to get their stuff. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. Let me conclude tonight because time running out. These ministry gifts were set in the body of Christ. I want to make this statement here. I took these notes. Where are we here? I took these notes from Brother Hagin, so I want to share these five steps about the church, and I want to read them to you. These notes here came from him. Notice it says, unto a mature man. That's what verse 16 says. Let's read verse 16 again, then we get, from whom the whole body fitly joined together, compact by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. And I told you that I was going to show you, reach another scripture in Ephesians 2. He said in Ephesians 2 and 20, well, see, he wants us to recognize the body, the function of the body, why the body got to be trained, developed, and prepared so we can get the work done. But most time, people are thinking about themselves first.